Hi, good morning. Live Church Lichfield's Daily Podcast. It's Monday the 12th of July. Unfortunately, I've had to record this a couple of days in advance. And so I'm trusting that this morning I'm bouncing with excitement that England finally did bring it home. But hey, in all that joy and revelry, I hope not disappointment, let me just take your eyes and your thoughts and just want to help us a little bit with something that just came to mind the other day that somebody helped me with many years ago. But let me read a psalm first. Psalm 121 reads like this. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. This is just great. It's part of the rhythm and pattern of life for the people who would have been not just writing and reading this, but singing this. There were some major festivals. There were three key ones in the sort of Jewish calendar: Passover, Pentecost, and Booths. And each of those would require families to trek however far it was from their home to Jerusalem and join the days of celebration as a nation together. This is called a song of ascents. It's the anticipation of that journey, the thought of a celebration and reminder. I suppose the nearest we would come is, you know, when we're sort of preparing for Christmas, I suppose, you know, and a few weeks before there's lists being made and invitations being offered and food being planned, all that sort of stuff. That's probably the most English way of looking at it. And so as they're entering Jerusalem, these words are coming to mind and they're a reminder to them. I will lift up my eyes to the mountain as they enter that terrain, looking for their time in Jerusalem to celebrate together and reminding themselves just who God is, central to their nation, but more pertinently, central to their family and life. So let me give you 4 R's this morning. When you read a psalm like this, or some, I don't know, parable, some headline in scripture, 4 R's today: read, reflect, respond, and rest. Read. If you've got the time, sometimes it's good to just slowly read the passage with emphasis. Not all the time, but sometimes I actually, even if I'm on my own, I read it out loud. I don't know, for me, it sort of works. Reflect. Perhaps grab a word or a little statement in the bit that you're reading and just chew over it for a few moments. What's it saying? What does it say to me about my relationship with God, about my relationship with the world around me? Respond. What am I going to say in prayer as I think about this verse that I've homed in on, or this chapter psalm that I've read? And then rest. The Bible encourages to let the word of God dwell in us richly, is the phrase that it uses. And that's a good thing to do, because the Bible brings the nature, the character of God to us, and we get to know him more. Read, reflect, respond, rest. Go on. Enjoy God's word in an even more enriching way. Make it a great one. Carpe diem.